Democrats aren't doing nearly as much soul searching these days. One reason is the number of young people who turned out to support Barack Obama. 1 in 5 voters this year were between the ages of 18 and 29. And according to exit polls, President-elect Obama received 2/3 of those votes. Youth Radio's Brandon McFarland, an African-American, and Summer Sewell, who is biracial, have been thinking about what Obama's victory means for their own ambitions.
Obama does represent me based on, I guess, first, most obviously, that he's brown. Because of his ethnic background, he has to bring different influence into the White House, and that's something I never thought I would see in my lifetime. And now it seems so real. Like, why did I think for so long that I would never see it?
People are going to definitely look for us as black people, especially young black people, to act all high and mighty because we have a president who's black. And I'm all about that. Like, I'm with that. That's what James Brown was talking about. You know what I'm saying? Like, being black and proud. I mean, Barack Obama he's my generation's MLK. He's my generation's Kennedy. And so I definitely feel the responsibility to keep up with what he's doing and where America is.
I feel hope, but more overwhelmingly, I feel nervous. I feel like now Obama is under a microscope and that he represents this larger group of black people, brown people, biracial people like myself, and he will be scrutinized more so than any president. And I don't want to see that take a toll on him.
That's 25-year-old Summer Sewell. We also heard from 22-year-old Brandon McFarland. Their story was produced by Youth Radio.